Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Twat Tech with your host, Operator. This episode is going to be over Nagios. From the Nagios website, Nagios is a host and service monitor designed to inform you of network problems before clients, end users, or managers do. Now, I possibly might be messing around with OpenNMS. Before you start, you'll want to be familiar with Apache and setting it up and users and basic authentication and configuration and stuff like that. If you've ever installed or tried to mess with Nagios, the first thing you'll notice is the configuration files are a bit confusing at first. What you'll want to do is check the show notes and look for something called object inheritance. This will briefly explain the reason why I had so much problems to begin with the first like two times I tried to learn Nagios, is that whenever you see name and then a value, then that's naming something or defining. And whenever you see use, that's when you're using that name. So it's kind of like templates, sort of. But that will help as far as reading the object inheritance. That will help to start off understanding how the comp files work and all that good stuff. All right. So first things first, do a base install. If you can do a package or RPM reports or whatever the hell you use, do a base install of Nagios, get it running, make sure you can log in and authenticate and all that good stuff, make sure you can just see the basics, run the basic comp files. Then from there, you're going to start poking with something called Fruity. Now, that's an open source thing that kind of handles your comp files for you in SQL through SQL. It's good once you get it set up, but initially, getting everything in there as far as import-export, you have to kind of test back and forth. So what you want to do is import first, and then do everything you can do, and then export it out. Make sure that everything works the same as it did before you messed with it through Fruity. There might be some errors in there. I had problems with some functions in there or variables that were set in the Nagios comp file pertaining to buffers, and I had to take those out because for some reason or another Fruity was not importing those or exporting those values out. So once you set up the basic Nagios, you got it working, and you've got Fruity import export feature to work okay without any errors, then you can start poking around with Fruity is the easiest way. Now, if you don't understand the default configuration, I suggest you print it out on a piece of paper, look at it, and understand the relationships between services comp and the host comp and the templates, and understand kind of how they work to start off. Once you understand the basic comp files, then you'll move to the easiest way, is to poke through it through Fruity. And you can add the services, add new hosts, and basically it's the GUI interface to the config comp files. And it'll give you an easier understanding where you can look at the default comp files and kind of modify those a little bit to get it to do what you want it to do. And if you're like me, what you'll want to do is monitor a bunch of Windows servers, obviously, because the world is Microsoft. You'll look for something called NS Client. And in my case, I use NS Client++ for Windows. Once you get it, you'll want to open up the default INI file, make sure, read it over, look at the values, make sure you allow host, make sure you allow all the DLLs. By default, they have it not doing anything or crippled, basically. In the show notes, there'll be a link for monitoring Windows boxes. You'll use the checknt for basic stuff and checknrpe for there's some commands to do an event log, and the string is ungodly crazy, but you can do event log checks with the checknrpe, and that's in the show notes for you also. You also want to make sure that the notifications work. Sometimes the default configuration or commands will point to the wrong binary to send mail. So you want to check out first that make sure the actual notifications work, and test it and test your notifications and the time periods and play around with that a little bit. Okay, so you got basic stuff, disk, CPU, executables, monitoring, all that good stuff. And also your event logs if you've been able to get that mess figured out. Now you want to monitor web services. Well, you can do this through curl PHP custom scripts, or there's something called Web Inject for Nagios. It's a plugin, and it's a Perl script, fairly straightforward. Don't even try to use the built-in HTTP check for Nagios. I've gotten upset with it because I guess the syntax of my login had a domain name with a backslash in it, and it didn't like that, and I tried double quote, single quote, and all kinds of squirrely stuff. Supposedly you can do post and basic authentication with the built-in, but don't even play that game. Just go straight to Web Inject, and that'll have all the stuff you need, do everything you need, and you give it two parameters, and you don't have to worry about all the squirrely arguments and all that stuff. From the beginning, I didn't notice until later there's kind of a bug in Fruity and import-exporting. The discussion forums for the project, the guy posted, "Context groups which are defined in a host service template are exported like they have been explicitly defined in a host definition. Also, they are exported correctly in the template's config." So, loosely, I think this is what my problem was, is that it was adding the same context to the end of every service and every host. All in all, if you're trying to monitor something that's crazy, squirrely, and not a basic anything, you would use Nagios. And there's no other product out there that I know of, commercial or not, that can do the customization that Nagios can. So you can feed it anything you want it, as long as the plugin spits out the right data. You know, your fail, recover, okay, time, and stuff like that. You can make any custom plugin you want to do anything. Pretty much wraps up this episode of TwatTech. If you have any questions about any of the other episodes I've done or anything else on my website, just contact me and I'll try and help you. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and the next one will probably be on Thinstall.